I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time now for Side Notes, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Before Lindy was hired, there was speculation on who the next Sabres captain will be since Kyle Okposo was traded. Mm-hmm. Now that Lindy is back, the conversation has returned about co-captains or rotating captain. You are familiar with this. What are your thoughts on co-captains, rotating captains? Or should he just pick a captain? And is it clear to you who the Sabres captain is?
It's definitely not clear to me. And we have had this conversation just because we're not in the room. I think there's a few guys that we think should be in there as far as rotating or co-captain. That's pathetic. Come on. I didn't like it 15 years ago when we were doing it. Just pick a guy. Pick two other guys, and then you have a group of six or seven who are your core group of guys anyways who make decisions when there are decisions to be made. That's how I look at it. So, I don't know. Just watching the end of the year, the games that I did watch with the Sabres, I think the one guy that emerged just because the way he plays, and I think I've mentioned it before, is Dahlin. I think he plays with jam. He's your most skilled guy. I don't know if he's quiet in the room or this, but it doesn't matter. You can lead in so many different ways. You don't need to be a rah-rah guy. So
right. He's
the one guy that has emerged.
I agree with Vanner. The rotating captain bullshit just showed how weak the team was, how weak it was. Get a captain. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Rasmus Dahlin. I think. As fans, we support that, whether it's Alex Tuck. I think the fan base will support that. And you name yourself a captain. You name yourself your two, possibly three assistants. And you might, when you're having the Knights of the Round Table discussions, if you want to invite a few more, maybe... few more players in to have that discussion, then so be it. But they need to name a captain. I think they will name a captain. It's going to be either Alex Tuck or Rasmus Dahlin, and you can't go wrong with either of those two guys.
It's just that simple. I remember my first year in 03-04, we had, if you go back to Hockey Reference and you type in like the 03-04 Sabres, I think we had six captains that year.
Good joke.
I think one guy wore it twice. Then the next year, 05-06 was your rookie year, Thomas. We had Drew and Danny were rotating it, right?
Correct.
And then 06-07, they shared it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 07-08, I think we went back to rotating captains.
Yeah.
And then 08-09.
The day of having a Mark Messier type captain, they're gone. They're over. You know, leadership in the National Hockey League is not driven by one guy that you just like follow and you're like, let's go. Like, you know, today it's about leadership groups, getting a group of players on your team that help guide a team and give the direction of what the coach is trying to implement. And I think the Sabres will do the same thing. And it's exciting. It's a new era. There'll be a new captain, a new coach. These players will see something very different in the environment. It'll be different. And I think it's exactly what it needs. I don't see why you would want to do a co-captain. For me, I just think that that's...
I didn't say co-captain. No captain.
Oh, no. No. No.
I'm just trying to exhaust all scenarios here.
I don't see why you would not name a captain. Like, I think
you just signed Dahlin on an 8-year extension. You know he's going to be around. He's a captain. It's as easy as that. You move on. Let's go.
And then you just have guys support him. You know, whether Dahlin is the, you know, really is deep. There's been a lot of guys in this league that have been named captain that aren't actually the captains, but they're the face of the team. And those guys have been supported over the years through maybe leaders of the team that maybe not necessarily should be wearing the C either.
Thomas.
Right?
Thomas, I have a... What about Tage Thompson? You said Dahlin's here for 8 years, but Tage, the way he played at the end of the year, the way he answered questions, Craig loved his postseason press conference. Mm-hmm. I mean, is he a candidate? Because I think, and that's where I just wanted to, you know, you made it seem so matter of fact. But
that's because I think you slap him and Tuck as an A. And Dahlin, I just think to me is just, he's your one superstar. I think Tage is a really, really good player. And when he plays his best hockey,
he's elite.
I think he's elite and he's touching it. Where I think Dahlin is
a superstar.
He's in a different echelon, I think.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Right.
And Rivs nailed it on the head. Rivs mentioned it earlier. Today's captains is not so much about leadership. It's about more of marketing. And it's been like that for 10 years, in my opinion. There's still some clear-cut guys. Like a McDavid, you're going to slap it on him. But there's 25 teams out there that have captains just to do because every team needs one. But it's not the same what it used to be.
It's not. They're not your Willie Mitchells anymore, right? They're not your Will. How about that name, eh? From the past, eh, Riv? Willie Mitchell.
There you go.
You said Dahlin. You know, it's a no-brainer if he is. You have Alex Tuck. Me, Tage Thompson, has to be in there. I think the way he speaks as a man, very calm, very composed. You know, fans were kind of chirping me when I had said something out about how impressed I was with the Tage Thompson end of the year meeting with the media, because there, you know, Tage mentioned something about, you know, it was difficult with the noise of the outside, the fans and this and that. And listen, I mean, you're going to shit on a guy for giving you honesty? It affects all these players. When there's noise on the outside, they're professional athletes. You do hear it. You deal with it. You move on. It is what it is. Did it affect a young group? Like, Tage Thompson's not necessarily talking about himself. He could be talking about a number of players on the team that are just very young, haven't kind of been through the same thing. So he was speaking on behalf of himself and I think players on the team. But I really like how he spoke. The last player that I think you need to take into context too is Dylan Cousins, who's still growing his game maturity-wise on and off the ice. But I see, and Petey and I have liked that leadership qualities that he has also, and I would think that he would probably be part of that group also.
What did you brought up Tages end of the year, and I didn't, I mean, I saw snippets of everyone's kind of, they just pop up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And to me, and we have been there, right? So it's easy for us to get the inside, or a lot easier. To me, every interview sounded like Kevin Adams had a team meeting before they opened up the door to the press conferences. No, or all these guys came up with the same thing.
Same.
No, I think the boys were in, and Kevin was teaching them with bullet points on what to say.
Here's what we're saying.
Yeah, shocking. The whole thing, listening to Kevin's press conference and the players. To me, it sounded like they already, or at least maybe the players didn't know, but Kevin knew already who was coming in.
Yeah.
So, and the message to them was exactly all the words every single guy said on an interview. No, am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely. Do you remember those questionnaires Darcy had us fill out the one year?
Yeah, I do.
Was the GM around enough? Was the GM not around enough?
Yeah.
Did you like the GM hiding in the stalls listening to what you were saying?
Yeah. Don't put your name on it, but you can tell which one's Max's.
But so, don't put your name on it, just write your number in the top corner.
So
just put your age down and where you're from.
I do remember this, though. I remember we were voting on captain's rib the year that you were the captain, and Tim Connolly was going around, and they were going, and there Timmy was going, hey, we should all vote for Petey and see if this thing's legit.
I did.
guys wanted to see if the election was rigged. So they wanted to all like have 15 guys vote for me.
Hey, I think you got a lot of votes, Petey, because I think we're all like, yeah, I like this idea.
That's why Craig won. Craig had one vote. They're like, we can't give it to Petey.
I don't even think I got a vote.
Well, didn't get my vote. You might have got one for the A, though. I might have thrown you in for like the
why we do A, C and A's.
We yeah, we had four A's, maybe. That's probably how they did the A's.
I don't remember.
So when they said no outside noise, I was hoping, my ego allowed me to think that maybe they were talking about us. But
if they're affected by outside noise and it's a pod, then you have a big problem in there.
No, I don't. I don't even think it's that. I think it's everything. You know, like when this is a passionate city. And maybe this could be it. Like I, you know, Petey and I did a little snippet before you came on, Vanner, and
oh, Petey stops me out. Thanks
Petey
for letting
stops
me know.
It in the middle, and he looks at me. He's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm okay." The fuck's your problem? Like he's like, "Everything okay?" You're just like, I don't know. You're just angry and just like I'm like, and I was thinking to myself, and it's taken me to this point right now. We're talking about outside noise. As a podcaster, which I think a lot of people listen to our podcast. We got a Petey and I got a text from Brad Brown, former Buffalo Sabre, and said he loved the podcast, this, that, and the other. Anyway, we're talking about outside noise as a podcaster that we talk about the Sabres all the time. Listen, Vanner, I will leave my house. And I don't, it doesn't matter where I go. I will be talking Sabres. People in this city are insanely passionate about this city. They're not happy, but they're passionate. And I talk literally Sabres 24/7.
I had a parent at school yesterday. Thomas stopped me and told me he couldn't believe Craig didn't know who Punch Imlach was.
I was laughing. I was laughing.
Have you heard that name before, Thomas?
Absolutely. I wish I would have been on with you because my next question was going to be if he knows Tim Hortons. But
I'm being made fun of, boys.
Your point, though, outside. Well, you know what outside noise is? Expectations. It's as simple as that. That group was not ready to take the next step. It's as simple as that. That's what outside noise is people expecting more out of that group. Well, as simple as that.
Very well said. Yeah.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Here's a few things that are coming up at Seneca. NHL playoffs are here, and if you've lost NHL bets, there's a chance to win back the payout.
Submit lost NHL parlay sports bets for a chance to win back the payout up to $500. Drawings on April 30th, May 14th, May 28th, June 11th, and June 25th. Check the website for more details.
Jay Farrell will be coming here April 26th and 27th.
That's 8 p.m. at the Seneca Niagara Bears Den. Also, here's a country band that everybody loves. They even mentioned Buffalo in one of their biggest hits. Big and Rich will be here at Seneca Allegheny Resort and Casino Saturday, May 25th. And the last one, and Craig's favorite, the Seafood Spectacular at Seneca Buffalo Creek.
Yummy.
And that's available every Thursday. For information on everything else going on at Seneca, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close. Can you ever be ready? Like when are you ready?
When you miss like the playoff.
What was the biggest downfall of this team this year? Do you think this is a playoff team? Do you think the Sabres were a playoff team?
The New York Rangers a better series than the Washington Capitals, yeah.
Okay.
Are they a playoff team? No, I didn't like that they didn't. I think there's moves that weren't done, which wasn't Granato's fault. But do they have a lot of players that should be playing at least in the playoffs, even if you lose in the first round? 100%. But I said this last year to you guys, and I know you guys have mentioned a few times. People think, oh, this team is ready for the next step. And I'm kind of contradicting myself, which they should be ready for the next step with they have to add a few players. But everyone had career years. That doesn't happen. It's
eight guys had career years.
Yeah, it's insane. If two of those guys can sustain it, that's a good year. But this group is like I said, I think they're just as good as the Islanders when they're on top of their game. Like they should be playing in the playoffs and getting experience. The Washington Capitals are not a good team, but you know what? They'll be better next year because they had 6-7 rookies in the lineup playing in the playoffs. That's going to help out those kids a ton to see the atmosphere, what it takes. Like, holy shit, I got to work out even more because it's insane hockey.
Yeah. How do you think the players on the Sabres right now are feeling with the hiring of Lindy Ruff?
I really don't think they give a shit, to be honest.
They won't. Really? Yeah. You don't think that there's nerves? A lot of these players have never had a new coach.
It's different nowadays. Lindy isn't the same Lindy anymore. You think he's going to call guys and have them fly into Buffalo and run the track in July?
Why did he do that to you?
I don't know. Maybe. It's different. I mean, they'll feel it in camp, because his camp is definitely going to be, I would assume, still hard and competitive. But even camp is different. even when I played my last few years, camp's a joke. You have maybe one or two hard days. And on day three, you have an exhibition game. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah.
When we came, my early years, like camp was
two weeks of camp.
Yeah, you had 2 weeks before you even played an exhibition game.
Yeah. Camp was so long, you had to have a rule for the first week for only 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back when I played, we didn't have that rule.
That wasn't a rule. No.
There's guys that we had one guy on Fat Camp. This guy came to camp. I am not kidding you. I can't believe how fat he was. His body fat had to be like 40%. It was unbelievable. They didn't allow him on the ice. And I'm going to tell you, this is the best part about this is this kid could absolutely fly, like epic skater.
Where was it at?
It was in Montreal.
Oh.
Okay. They didn't allow this player on the ice. He rode the bike for 2 weeks. So, but when you're talking about the 3 hour rule, Petey, he rode in the morning. He rode another bike ride in the afternoon and he had to come back later on that night. He did that for literally 2.5 weeks, 3 days.
Yeah. But when we first started, that was the only time I had an 8-to-5 job.
So Lindy said in his press conference that you called him. And I was thinking to myself, like what popped in my mind immediately.
I didn't call him.
That you like called
him.
Oh, you texted him. And what was the text? How the hell did you get another job?
I'm like, no, I told him, said, congrats. Now you got your backyard back chopping wood.
That's not what you said.
I didn't say that. Oh, I just God. Came up with that. I wish I would have said that.
Damn it. That would have been amazing.
I know. Such an idiot.
What did you say? Say congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I remember my rookie year. We were in Ottawa at that Brookstone Hotel. And Lindy brought up the media, what they were writing in the paper. Okay, because there was no like internet or Twitter or anything back then. There was internet, but I mean, it wasn't like but the media clippings, they called him. And he brought up a certain media reporter. And he's like, you know, Tim Graham was writing this or Tim Graham was writing that, you know, and he was going off about what Tim Graham was writing. And Chris Drury, who we all respect, who was his first year with the team, he says, why the fuck are we talking about Tim Graham and what he's writing? It doesn't fucking matter what Tim Graham is writing on the outside. What matters is what we talk about in here. Who gives a shit? And I'm at the back of the room as a rookie, like 6 games into the league. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then Lindy's kind of just pacing the room. You know how he paced him? You know how he paused and paced and he goes, well, it does matter, Drew. It does
matter. Every time he paced and paused, I thought it was like, he's looking for me.
He would click the marker. He'd click that. Yeah. Remember, he would always stand the marker up at the end of at the front of the room. He would always try to stand the marker up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man!
But anyways, finish your story. Sorry.
No, that was it. And the two of them went at it, and it was just, and then that was it.
Drew was great. Time. Drew went at him a few times.
That'll do it for Side Notes, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.